The Mississippi River is already overloaded with nitrates. The chemicals come primarily from plant fertilizers and human and animal waste. Steve Hamilton is a professor of biology at Michigan State University. He says the current flooding may be making things worse.
Especially if the flooding causes farms and livestock operations to be inundated. And so that kind of a flood can produce a lot of nitrate and other nutrient movement.
An EPA task force made a recommendation late last year that the government find ways to keep nitrates from entering rivers and streams in the upper Midwest. The chemicals are hurting water quality, plants and wildlife all the way down the river and into the Gulf of Mexico. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jonathan Aul.